In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. If I should give my homily a title this morning on this St. Matthew's Day, it would be The Call of Grace. The Call of Grace. The collect for today, St. Matthew's Day, the 21st of September, sets before us both the calling of the apostle and the calling of the church. Every time I hear that word calling, I'm reminded of when in 1981 that I sat before the examining chaplains before I went into seminary. The first question the nine men asked me, tell me about your calling. Tell me about your calling. We who preach the gospel are called, but I want us here to know today that we, the church, are called also. All of us. By virtue of our baptism, we are called. Matthew, also known as Levi, was called. He was a publican, a tax collector. And in the eyes of his people, he was a traitor. He was a sinner, serving the Roman oppressor. And at the same time, he was enriching himself at the expense of others. Yet, it was a man like this that Jesus called. Not because he was worthy, but because of his grace. And when Matthew got that call, he left his table at once and followed him. So the prayer of the church today, on this day, is that we too may forsake, and I'm using all the words of the collect, or forsake all covetous desires and inordinate love of riches, and follow Christ with the same obedience. So Matthew's story is not only about his conversion, but Matthew's story is about our conversion. Again, I want to point you to the Old Testament appointed for today. It's from 1 Kings chapter 19 for today. The Old Testament from Kings gives us another story of another calling. In 1 Kings today, we hear about the calling of Elisha. Elisha's call to be a prophet in the place of Elijah. Elisha was doing his farm work. He was plowing with his 12 yoke of oxen. And during those days, any man who had 12 yoke of oxen was very wealthy. That was a sign of his wealth and his stability during those agrarian times. But when Elijah cast his mantle upon him, Elisha left the oxen. He slaughtered them and he used the wood of the plow for a sacrifice. In other words, my friends, he cut off his old life entirely in order to follow God's call. What a remarkable act. And this is a fitting parallel to St. Matthew. Both men were called in the midst of their daily work. Both men were summoned to leave behind security and livelihood. Not easy, you know, to leave before leave behind security and livelihood. And both men responded with wholehearted obedience. So what do we learn from this? That God's call is not partial. God's call demands our whole selves. Whole selves. And His grace, when it comes, supplies the courage to follow. And then we look at the epistle for today. 2 Corinthians, St. Paul reminds us of his own ministry. St. Paul reminds us that ministry is not founded on human strength, but on God's mercy. What does St. Paul say today to the Corinthians? He said, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. St. Paul knew of his own unworthiness. Remember what he did? Persecuted the church. Murdered Christians. How could a man who did such terrible atrocity be called by God? St. Paul knew his own unworthiness, but he also knew that the gospel he preached was not his own invention. It was the truth of Christ, and his task was to set it forth faithfully. Just like how today in America, today, Charlie Kirk is being funeralized. And when we look back at his life, not a perfect one, but when you listen to his videos, and I ask those of you who haven't listened to listen to it, everything he said was grounded in Christ. Everything he said. And that's why I'm still appalled that many Americans today can't see and don't understand what he was trying to say. Not preach himself, but Christ. St. Paul goes on to say that we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And here, my friends, is the essence of apostolic ministry. This is what ministry is all about. And all of us, especially who find ourselves as leaders in the church, bishops, priests, and deacons, we must first and foremost remember that ministry is not ours, it is God. I remember very well when I was made a priest, how the bishop in the time said, remember, this ministry is not yours. Go forth, it is Christ. Ministry is not about self-promotion. Ministry is not about worldly success, but ministry is service for Christ's sake. And it says, men, if you are not prepared for this, I suggest you leave now. Leave now. Just as the light of creation shone out of darkness, so God has shone in our hearts. As St. Paul says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, this was St. Matthew's ministry. Once a man who collected riches from Rome, he became one who proclaimed the riches of Christ. Once a man despised as a sinner, he became honored as an apostle and evangelist. This, my friends, is the transforming power of God's mercy. No one but God. And finally, in this gospel lesson, we hear the story of his calling, Matthew's calling. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And this man arose and followed him. That is all we know about Matthew. That is all St. Matthew tells us. Without fanfare, without boasting, one word from Jesus, and his life was changed forever. The Pharisees, of course, they were scandalized that Jesus would call a tax collector and even sit at table with publicans and sinners. But our Lord Jesus Christ gave the answer that sums up his ministry. What is the answer he gave today? They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What a God. What a great God. And here, my sisters and brothers, is the heart of the gospel. Here, the heart of the gospel. Christ does not call the worthy. He makes worthy those whom he calls. Christ does not come to congratulate the righteous, but Christ came to heal the sinner. And we must remember, as I say all the time, and you have heard it from me these past 13 years over and over, the Church of Christ is not a museum of saints, but it is a hospital for sinners. And St. Matthew's conversion stands as proof. No one is beyond the reach of Christ's mercy. So, my dear friends, what are we to take from this feast day today, September 21, 2025? First, that God calls us where we are, whether at the tax table, whether at the plow, or at our daily occupations. He summons us to follow him. So simple. Follow him. And yet we are confused about what we should be doing as Christians. We should just follow him. Second, that call of Christ demands a leaving something behind. We must leave something behind. A turning from sin, a turning from covetousness, a turning from all inordinate loves, as the collect says today, to serve him and him alone. No man can serve two masters. We must serve one. And the third, that his grace transforms sinners into saints. His grace transforms enemies into apostles. His grace transforms tax collectors into evangelists. So let us then pray the collect with sincerity, that we may forsake all covetous desires, all inordinate loves, and follow Christ as Saint Matthew did. And let us rejoice that Christ, who called Matthew, also calls us, you and me, not because of our merit, but because of his mercy. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.